Well, okay, let's turn to Aaron now and say good morning once again. Aaron Brannigan is co-owner of the Idaho Poor Authority. You and Josh Hedlund, both musicians who turned into tavern owners. And
Location, location.
We're at 203 Cedar Street, so right across the street from Eichardt's.
Perfect.
And you've owned, when was it that you guys bought the Poor Authority?
We bought the Poor Authority about 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
And it's been open for 15 years now, more or less. We bought it
Wow.
from the Ben and Jenny Higgs, but previous to that, John Hagedorn, well-known citizen, it was the owner, and it was his idea. He incepted the Poor Authority, and it's been sort of a staple in Sandpoint ever since.
Can you give a number of beers available and
I can.
you can?
Yeah, we have over 300 different kind of craft beers, and we constantly rotate our inventory.
Can I ask you a question? Have you tasted all of them?
It's a relative thing tasting all those beers.
Let's see. The Poor Authority has lately kind of turned into a music venue.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. In
Yeah.
the last couple of years, we've sort of changed our focus to booking regional musicians, much like a lot of the venues in this town. You know, we're wanting to be a part of the local music community. So we're right in there with the Hive and Eichardt's and the Panada and a lot of the wonderful things that you guys do. And we're really happy to be a part of the team.
Were you involved at the what was it called? The Downtown Crossing?
Indeed, I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So early on, the same group of guys, Ben Olson, Justin Landis, Josh Hedlund, myself, we all were involved in getting the music scene going down there. And we were lucky enough to have some amazing shows. Some of them were the likes of the Lumineers, and we also had the Head and the Heart. And this is before they made it. So this is what we do now as well. Earlier in the year, we had Anna Tivol play, which was our biggest show to date, previous to this Lou Hazel, Alexa Rose, Little Wolf show that we're having on Tuesday.
I guess this is as good a time as any to mention the details of that show. So the time, we know the place, it's the Idaho Poor Authority. The time,
December 9th.
yeah. December 9th, and what time is it?
Show starts at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5.
Okay. What can we expect from the evening?
It's going to be a really intimate night. It's going to be akin to kind of a New York coffee house kind of night. We're doing a folk theme. It's going to be seated, and it's going to be a listening show. So you'll be able to hear a pin drop. And I think that if everything goes right, we'll all be laughing and crying together throughout the night.
Let's see. You got local openers, or I don't know if it's opening actually. I don't know the order of the show.
Yeah, it's Little Wolf starting off first, and they're amazing. If you haven't heard that group, they're, I think, one of the better groups around town. It's Josh Hedlund and Justin Landis, and both those guys are extremely talented. Justin just has a he has so much in his arsenal, and Josh is, I think, the best songwriter that's ever come out of Sandpoint. That's debatable because there are some
Yeah.
impressive musicians in this town.
Well, yeah, I can't weigh in on that. I don't know. Yeah, because there are so many impressive musicians. I must stay objective here. I can't
Indeed
yeah,
so.
I can't allow you to know my true thoughts on the matter. The it's this this one's going to be your biggest show. Is this a ticketed event?
It is a ticketed event. Generally speaking, we don't charge, but this is a bigger show for us. So what we do is we give all of our money straight to the musicians. So what we're trying to do is we've got Lou Hazel and Alexa Rose coming out from the East Coast on a tour, a small West Coast tour. So we're trying to get some money in their pockets and send them on to Spokane, Enterprise, Bellingham, and then they're going to be making their way down to California.
Well, that's pretty cool. You get them to come out here. Are they stopping? I don't. Are they stopping in Moscow or anything like that?
You know, I don't think that they're doing
Yeah.
Moscow. We've got Bart Bugwig and Enterprise, which is
There you go.
he's an
Yeah.
amazing musician,
Yeah.
and he is spearheading the Enterprise endeavor. So he's kind of making sure that Lou and Alexa get what they need in Enterprise.
How many folks will the IPA hold?
We've got a capacity of about 120.
So it's intimate.
It is intimate. Yeah, we're expecting around 100 guests for that Tuesday night show.
Have you changed the actual the bar itself? Do you plan to change the way, you know, things are people are seated in there?
We do. We completely reconstruct the bar, and it's sort of like an installation art piece. We try and make it some sort of magical theme. So we have Woods Wheatcroft and one of his assistants coming in on Sunday, and we're going to set the bar and set the room, and we're going to make it look completely different than it normally does.
Cool. Let's see. The Poor Authority has been under your management for 3 years, under your ownership for 3 years. Have you seen things change since you took it over? How have you implemented change, and how's the clientele? How have things in town changed?
For us, you know, we just focus on, I worked at Ivano's, and so for me, Jim Lippi and Liz Evans, my bosses, they were completely focused on locals and being a part of the community. So what we focus on in that theme is doing fundraisers for local organizations.
Including
KRFY, which we're big fans of. And then, you know, once we got our feet on the ground, we really just started focusing on booking musical shows and having art events at our venue.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Poor is both a shop and a bar.
So we do artisan provisions. So we do specialty beer, wine, seltzers, ciders, craft cocktails, and we also have a tap house. So it's a bar and a bottle shop.
Yeah, you can take a six pack to go if you want, which is not the usual way things go at a bar, at least not around here. This is credit to John Hagedone, who kind of came up with that.
Yeah, the amazing John Hagedone.
Where did he pick up that idea? I'd like to know.
He is a craft beer aficionado. Yeah. He really loves craft beer. So he brought that world into North Idaho, and there are enough people around here to support that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Aaron Brannigan, the co-owner of the Idaho Poor Authority, about one show in particular coming up on Tuesday night.
Is there an age limit on people attending the ninth?
There is. We don't serve food, so we are a 21 and over bar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you serve food, then you can be a clientele younger?
What is the deal there, Aaron?
It's all based on percentages. So if you have, say, 40 or 50% of your sales are food sales, then you can have children or people under the age of 21 in. Our food sales are really small, so we don't do that. And we're not necessarily interested in it. I think we would rather have our patrons go drop their kids off at Fiddle or wrestling and then come have a beer and then go pick them back up. But we do let dogs in. And we do love we do love our dogs. In fact, I'd say we love them more than our customers because they're a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
But they don't purchase what you're selling, though.
That's fine with us.
Yeah. The other things going on in December, anything you want to highlight?
We have an amazing lineup of music through the month of December. We have music on Friday and Saturday night every weekend. We also have music most Sundays, including the likes of the Celtic Folk Jam, which is an amazing endeavor if you guys haven't been a part of it.
This is the group, the local group. That's a bunch of fiddle players and other, yeah.
Exactly. And it ranges from anywhere to 10 to 25 participants. And it's very old school. It reminds me of the old Irish style days where you are playing acoustic in a hall and then you have a bunch of people come in to check it out. And it's a timeless thing. And I really love being a part of it. It's another branch on our musical tree.
You've now done this for 3 years. You got a few under your belt. How does the town change as a business owner? How do you see your clientele change during December? Or at this time of year, you know, is it picking back up at this time?
It is. It's picking back up. We're really tied to the ski hill. So when the ski hill's doing well, we're doing well. But I really do think that, like I said, hearkening back to Jim Lippi and Liz Evans, the most important thing is to be a part of the community and really dig in, get to know your people, and help them out. So what our whole thing is, we're there to make friends and have them become a part of our larger family.
Let's see, any plans, anything we should know about what you, the kind of the direction you want the bar to take? Is there, you've turned it into a music venue, but it's a venue without a stage. Is there any kind of plans for, I don't know, for changing the way things look in there or anything like that?
Our bar, it's kind of like the show, the cartoon Transformers. So there's no stage, and then there's a stage, and then there's no stage, and then there's a stage. So
Let's see, look, pretty long and kind of a long, narrow room that, and you usually put the performers, I imagine it'll be the same way, right up in the window.
Yeah, we'll have the stage right up front, and then it'll be a classic hallway setting where we have seating rowed back all the way to the back room. There's really not a bad seat in the house, and the way the room's oriented, the music goes right from the top all the way down the hallway, so it's a very nice venue for listening, actually.
Aaron, are you playing any music?
I play, right now, I mostly just play kind of Celtic folk jam style in-house with friends. Back in the day, I was a band member of Harold's IGA, Cedar and Boyer. I played with Josh Hedlund and Holly McGarry and Vance Bergeson, to name a few. But really, I've been in the scene for the last 15 years. And, you know, talking back to the old Downtown Crossing days, that's where we all really started mixing it up with the Shook Twins and all those kind of people. And we're all around. We're a little older now. We all have a little bit of gray in our hair, but it's the same scene. So what we really do is, via Josh and Justin, we draw from that pool and we try and find the most unique and amazing musicians we can in the region. So you've got musicians like Marshall McLean, Anna Tivell, Bart Budwig, some musicians that are going to be a part of the fundraiser at the Panada, Brendan Kelty, Hannah and Ezra. These are all people that come into our bar, and they're players, and they are also music listeners as well.
You mentioned Marshall McLean, and he's a favorite of mine. He's a Spokane musician. Is he coming up at all anytime soon?
We actually had him scheduled for this Saturday, but we had to push the event back. And this is what it's like booking music. You know, it's a tricky thing. And I really enjoy putting on the shows, and I really enjoy listening to the shows. But the booking is pretty cumbersome.
You need a booking manager.
I'm lucky, and usually when I'm booking things for the radio station, I'm booking local musicians because it's a community radio station. So we're fortunate in that respect. But we've definitely had a few touring acts who we schedule to come on the air and then get kind of called the day of, flat tire, can't make it. You know, it happens so often that it's comical, I would say.
Absolutely. Musicians are an interesting breed of people. I think their concept of time and place is very ethereal. So though that likens to good songwriting and song making, maybe you might be a little late for your gig once in a while.
I'd like to ask you, Aaron, you mentioned a lot of the people who were here 15, 20 years ago now have gray and a history and a past. What was the music scene when you first entered it? Because it's very vibrant. You know, when Jack and I do events on Friday and Saturday nights, I mean, you could, you know, do a half dozen places in one evening. How has it changed or grown?
You know, the foundation, back in the 90s and early 2000s, when we were all coming up, Sandpoint was bustling art community. And I think that the people who grew up here tied right into that. So we were all really on fire back in our 20s. You know, I mentioned the Shook Twins and Josh Hedlund and Ben Olsen. And this was the, and there were a lot of poets and a lot of eccentrics in the scene as well. So I think that now you've got more artists, and I think you've got more venues, and I think it's just a building block on top of what was happening in those 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, up and coming. Is it still vibrant? You know, you mentioned about the old curmudgeons and aging. Is there a new group coming up who are going to pick up the mantle and run with it?
There are, I think so. My favorite new musician is this fellow named Jatil Lund. He's a singer-songwriter from the area, and he is he's extremely unique. I liken him to Jeff Mangum of Neutral Milk Hotel, and he's got a little bit of the microphones in there too. So sort of an indie style, but also a little bit Americana too. The bottom line is his songwriting is something special. Sure. So I'm very impressed by that young lad.
He is actually one of our performers on Friday night.
Jatil's
coming to the Holiday Spectacular that's at the Panada on this Friday night, tomorrow night. Oh my gosh. Tomorrow night. And yeah, his segment of the show, I'm very much looking forward to it. I don't know what to expect. I don't think anybody should. It's going to be he's, as you said, he's totally unique. He's written three original songs. He's not performing any Christmas classics or carols or anything like that. I think one is called Santa Claus Lives in Clark Fork, I think. Anyway, Jatil Lund, I agree, is someone to watch and worth going. If you see his name on the marquee anywhere, check out Jatil Lund, which is spelled.
Yes, I was just going to mention that. KJETIL, and I take it the K is silent.
I certainly hope so. I mean,
I've never seen a consonant cluster of KJ.
Yeah. all right. Let's see, Aaron. What else? What haven't we talked about yet?
I think the most important thing is to just put the spotlight on the musicians. Lou Hazel and Alexa Rose are amazing folk musicians. Lou's from upstate New York. Alexa's from West Virginia. And they both have something really, really special. I see them ascending to the top and playing bigger venues like the Panada down the road. So we're very, very lucky to have them. And, you know, like I said, back in the day at the Downtown Crossing when Ben Olson of The Reader was the manager of that venue and we were getting bands in like the Lumineers and the Head and the Heart. Before they were famous, I see Lou and Alexa going right down that path.
Mm-hmm. And they will be on the 9th with the Little Wolf Band at the IPA, and all proceeds go to the musicians themselves.
Which I
think is a wonderful concept.
It's a part of our capitalist Idaho Poor Authority business plan. Mm-hmm. Anybody who comes into our venue who has art to sell or music to play, we are going to give them every penny.
Ah, bless your soul. Do we have any in our iTunes library?
I have one from Lou Hazel from this year, actually, that I've got pulled up right now. And I see somebody else, I think, waiting outside of our locked door.
So I will slip out and...
Here. I'll play a little Lou Hazel here. This one's called Nothing Here But Love, and we'll be right back. You can catch Lou Tuesday night, the 9th, at the Idaho Poor Authority.
I've seen a big dream with a lover swallowed in a belly.
We're back. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. That was Lou Hazel, who you can catch at the Idaho Poor Authority this coming Tuesday, the 9th. And he'll be playing with Alexa Rose, as well as local heroes, the Little Wolf. I almost said the Little Wolf Band, but it's just Little Wolf. Yeah. We're here with Aaron Brannigan, co-owner of the Idaho Poor Authority. We're talking about that show, and now we're moving things around. Jim has been escorted out of the studio, and gently, but escorted nonetheless. And now it's time to talk to our friends from the festival at Sandpoint. Dara and Paul are here, and I think both of your microphones are on. And since I don't remember your titles, do you guys want to introduce each other? Because I didn't write it down. Okay. So Paul, introduce Dara. Dara, introduce Paul.
Well, first of all, Jack, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
And just to get it out of the way right away, couldn't help but notice the wet pants.
Yeah, that was not just a story for the listeners. That really happened.
It's kind of a whole scene over here.
Uh-huh. It's good. Yeah, the whole studio is going to smell like thawing pants for the rest of the
day. That's what that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was some kind of soup. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. Thawing pants.
Thawing khakis. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, like a bad doctor's commercial. Yes, we're here from the festival at Sandpoint. Yeah. Dara Collison, sitting right across the table from me, as you can see in your radios, is the community engagement and development coordinator.
Nice.
Yes, it is nice. And she's doing a phenomenal job, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Okay, and now and the Paul, quiz now to you.
Well, Paul Gunter needs no introduction. Mm-hmm. I think we're all aware of the man that is PG. Paul is our production and education manager.
I am. Thank you.
Great. Yes. Yeah. Did you hear the question in my voice?
I like how it ended on the up.
Let's see. I just sent. Paul's also playing. You're the musical director at the show on Friday night for this radio station, the Holiday Spectacular.
Tomorrow's Friday, even.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We're moments away from that show, and it's going to be spectacular. We have everything from, let's see, Darlene Love, Merle Haggard.
Everybody's here.
Yeah, we have trumpets, we have saxophones, we have everything in between. We've
and
got
our,
some jingle bells.
Our special guest, Justin Landis,
right
is just
here, walking
in
into the room.
Babies.
Okay.
Yeah, like a whole,
Justin Landis
whole house.
Is going to be in the house band as well. You guys can
that
share
is. He's
mic
sitting
three.
Back behind the drum kit That's this
perfect.
Time.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we talk about the show on Friday night, that'll be what we talk about after we talk about what's going on at the festival at Sandpoint. I know you guys have some talking points. First, I have to ask you, what can you tell us? I know you are the staff. You don't necessarily know what's going on with the board of directors, but what can you tell us about the future structure of the organization, if anything? Because things have been changing at the festival at Sandpoint
in recent,
been
changing.
Recent months.
Yep, and we're moving forward. Our executive director, Allie, who was with us for six... Doing some quick math, 6 years and change. Yes, has recently stepped down due to some health reasons with her and a couple of family members. She needs to reprioritize some of her time. And we're moving forward. We're having a 2026 concert season. For the time being, we've restructured a little bit internally, and we have a couple of co-directors that are taking on some other roles as we move things around internally. But we're still trudging along. We actually just posted a job for a part-time music instructor position. Check that out on our website. So we're still growing. We're still expanding programs, and we're looking forward to our upcoming concert season.
Okay.
Anything
to add to that, Dara?
No, I think Paul nailed that pretty good. It's business as usual as far as this time of year for us.
Yeah.
Over there.
It's what is business as usual? What's December look like at the festival, which without a concert series to be putting on, what are you guys up to?
Well, right now our season's passes for 2026 are on sale.
Okay.
And they're at that early bird price where you get them for $80 less than they are when they go on full price sale. So anybody out there that wants Christmas presents for their loved ones and friends, if you get them before December 22nd, then you get that early bird price of $399.69.
Okay.
So deals to be had there. So then we're just starting that process, kind of the back end process for the 2026. We're working on booking talent, but nothing to talk about yet.
Nothing to announce officially?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Any hints you can give us? No.
There's going to be some bands. And on our grand finale night, you may see an orchestra.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good clue. How about the dates? Are the dates actually set yet? Or
yes,
when do you
they
determine
are
that?
July 30th through August 9th.
Okay.
So always that last weekend in July and then the first weekend in August. We kind of have to watch the calendar and sort of make some adjustments when we get a little too far into one month or the other. So.
Okay. And what does this, the folks who buy tickets right now, what is that money funding? Because the festival is, of course, a nonprofit enterprise. Yes.
That we are. Okay. Multiple programs, one of which has a performance coming up on Monday, December 15th at the First Presbyterian Church, showtime 6 o'clock, with a cookie reception to follow. So you probably want to be there. It's free. It's the Festival at Sandpoint Youth Orchestra Christmas program. And we have two groups performing, our beginning group and our continuing group. We have a few student mentors that are returning for the show and a few community members that are playing in the show as well. And it's one of our free education programs that we do year-round during the festival. One of the many things being funded right now from sponsorships, donations, memberships, which we haven't even talked about that yet. Yeah, Christmas concert coming up Monday, December 15th.
Okay. At the Presbyterian Church.
Presbyterian Church.
Right downtown here.
Right downtown.
This one over here. Okay. On, what is that? On
Fourth and Alder.
Fourth and Alder. Okay.
If you can find Arby's, you can find the show.
Okay.
Yep.
You haven't even mentioned, what did you say? You haven't even mentioned your membership
program? We're just going to bounce all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is, what's this? What's this now? What's membership at the festival at Sandpoint?
So memberships are a way for us to kind of fundraise and also make accessible presale to the community. So if you are a member, the minimum donation for that is $150. What that gets you is presale access to tickets when they go on sale. You get a poster signed by the artist and I want to say an invite to our sponsor appreciation party.
I think you should say that.
Thank you for that.
It has been said. Okay. It's yeah, that's broadcast now. Okay, so that's a change. Is this is a new program or has this been going on?
It's been going on for a while. We adjusted the rates this year to include we upped it to $150, but this year we're going to try to do some individual ticket discounts for members. So you would get a pre-sale access code, and then you would also be able to get a discount off of another ticket if you wanted to buy one for a friend or someone like that. So that's kind of what the membership entails. And all the details for that are at festivalatsandpoint.com.
Cool.
Under our donate page. So you can go in and check that out further.
Okay. I was just glancing at Paul's notes. There's a new youth ticket policy. At the summer concert series?
Yeah. This is really cool. I'm really excited about this one. It's previously our ticket policy was if you were 3 years or older, you were required to have a full price ticket. So this year we moved that age limit up to 5 years old and it's free. So if you're five and younger, you no longer need a ticket. You can just cruise right along with your parents and play in the grass and listen to some good music. And hopefully that gets more families coming to the festival, exposing more kids to music, which is always the ultimate goal.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're really excited about that one.
Five works really well for me. Would you be interested in moving it to six next year?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, these questions come, and I'd also like to emphasize the "with your parents" part.
Okay,
she said before. Yeah, this is not just like a drop of at the end of Florence scenario.
A wristband for my kid to drop off.
Is that like a weekly thing, or how does that work?
Slight change in policy there, getting more youngsters into the festival.
Yeah, cool. And another thing we kind of did this year that's going to be new is I know the community is aware of our fine art poster contest that we do every year. This year's was amazing. Perky did a fantastic job. But we decided to open that up to the youth to get some youth involved in. And there's artists all around. So if you are 14 and younger, there's now a youth division for our fine art poster contest. Cool. So same deadline, February 2nd, is when you can drop that piece off. All mediums, welcome, encourage. We take that winning art piece, we'll put it on poster prints, merchandise, and then the winner will receive I think, a $100 gift certificate to the festival at Sandpoint that could be used on concert tickets or merchandise or tickets to the grand finale. You do have to have your parents' permission, but we want to bring in those younger artists and sort of showcase all the talent we have growing in our town here.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's see. What else? You've brought a pair of sheets of talking points here. What have we missed? What else did you want to make sure that our listeners knew about this at this time of year for the festival at Sandpoint?
The only other thing I've got on these notes is internships. Applications close January 12th.
Okay.
So
this is for, what's the age? I don't know. What's it mean to be an intern at the festival at Sandpoint?
Well, you do all kinds of stuff. It could mean anything. Okay. We take 3 to 5 interns through August. They work at the office and then at our venue. So you could be printing out sponsor tickets. You could be answering the phone. You could be responding to emails, running to Evans Brothers, whatever it is that we need. If you want to come be a part of the festival,
lifting large, heavy objects up steep, narrow passageways. Mm-hmm. You know, so fun things.
Yeah. We had a freshman, two freshmen last year, two high school freshmen, a couple college kids. So it's kind of a, you know.
What's the age, I guess, min max? None?
I think men is high school.
Yeah.
So freshmen's in high school, please apply. And then I want to say we had a senior in college was our oldest one last year. So if you're interested in music or production or any of those aspects and you want to learn more, it's 6 weeks. It spans the summer. So from when school gets out until about a week after the series is wrapped up.
Cool.
It's the age range at which you can take the summer off and afford to not get paid for that. Mm-hmm. That's the age range.
We do pay them. We do pay them.
Never mind.
They're paid internships.
They're so paid everybody. Internships.
Cool. Where do I apply?
You said, what was the age limit?
You had me at care. You said things
no age limit. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So there you go. The internships are now open, but they close in January.
January 12th.
Okay. Yeah. So get those applications in.
Festival@sandpoint.com.
Okay.
Poster contest closes February 2nd. Uh-huh. That one's coming up also.
How does that poster contest work? You have to submit a finished poster, or you submit an idea for a poster, and then people...
It can be a concept still, you know, partially finished, but, you know, it can't just be like a stick man in the middle of a white sheet and say, like, concert on top.
Yeah.
You need a few more details.
Huh. What do you do with the ones who don't win? Do those go on display anywhere, or are they just...
People come and pick them up usually. Uh-huh. I have one in my office currently. It's a view from inside the old tent looking out, but the audience members are all aliens.
I like that.
Yeah, great. It's on canvas. It's cool. A vibe. It sits right in the corner, and I look at it all the time like, man, I'm so glad this was left behind. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, hopefully the artist is not listening and decides to come pick it up. Sounds like it's an important piece.
If I can get a quick picture to at least make a T-shirt or something, then yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay. Let's see. I kind of lack an elegant segue here, but Justin Landis is here. And hey, Aaron Brannigan's still here. Okay. Let's recap.
That was very elegant, by the way.
Yeah. And also Dara Colson and Paul Gunter. Aaron's here. You are talking. We've got the event coming up on December 9th, Tuesday, and I believe Justin's going to be involved in that. Okay, so that ties that together a little bit.
How about speaking of music?
Yeah,
speaking of that.
Okay, speaking of music.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
also
night.
Also very elegant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, speaking of music that Justin Landis is going to be involved in, Justin and Paul are both playing in the name-to-be-announced house band at the KRFY Holiday Spectacular.
Who bought the rights to that at the auction?
I do know the person who bought the rights to that at the auction, but I cannot...
This wasn't like an anonymous...
No, but it's a surprise. And if you want to find out, you're going to have to tune in or you're going to have to come down and see the show in person by coming to the Panada Theater.
How do we get tickets?
You get tickets through panada.org.
Perfect.
There is a link on our website, or if there's not, there should be.
I heard on the radio earlier that they're selling fast and you need to get them today.
I haven't checked the ticket sales.
Let's not wait until tomorrow and buy them at the door. Now's the time.
Get them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Um, Yeah.
I don't know what show that was on. It was a morning show. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but yeah.
Yeah. Aaron, have you ever experimented as a business owner? Have you ever experimented with charging more day of show rather than letting people buy, you know, do the tickets something in advance more at the door? Do you do that?
That's not something we've done. We mm-hmm. rarely charge for tickets. One thing we do is we let people in if they want to see the show.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, more or less, this is more of a community event. It's really, our event on Friday night is more of a thank you to the community. We do charge ticket sales more or less to cover our costs. You know, the venue isn't free. The stuff that goes into the show does cost us something. So selling tickets helps cover that, and we don't lose money.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are just $10.
$10. Mm-hmm. Canada.org.
Yeah, and let's not forget the great programming mm-hmm. all year long that also needs to be paid for somehow.
Your tickets,
right here. Yes.
Your ticket purchase goes to fund this radio station.
Yes.
KRFY. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like shows like Know Your States, Know Your Community, where your father was a guest last night, Paul.
My father?
Your father.
Wow.
Dave Gunter talked about the state of Alabama.
I bet you did.
Oh, I was thinking states of matter. It's no. U.S. states.
Yes. Got it. That's okay. Right.
Ooh, we're talking about non-Newtonian fluids today.
What is this guy show? Let's see. Can you guys tell me, let's do this interview style. You guys are the house band for the show tomorrow night. Who's playing what? What instruments can we expect to see you holding in your hands or sitting behind at the show tomorrow night?
Well, lots of them.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, you want specific things?
Yes. What are you playing?
Well,
Paul?
In the house band, we've got one of the best drummers in the tri-state region,
mm-hmm.
Justin Landis. I don't know if you know him.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say he was sick and Justin's filling in.
He's no longer with us. We've got drums. We've got bass. We've got guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You might know Liam McCoy. He's been on this very station a time or two.
He has.
That he has mm-hmm. in the Christmas show.
I know.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's back with us on guitar. Mm-hmm. Andy Ulrich is playing fiddle, violin.
Mm-hmm.
And Denise Wang is mm-hmm. jumping in on some reeds and woodwinds. And it's just going to be
cool.
It's going to knock your socks off.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Have you guys done, how's rehearsal going?
Oh, great. We're just wrapping up week 17 of rehearsals. So it's been
it's been a lot, but it's worth it.
It's been a lot. Yeah,
it's so worth it.
We built a little Quonset hut and replicated the entire interior of the Panada just so mm-hmm. we could have everything exactly right. But for the listeners out there, we left the drunk chicken.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Just saying.
Let's see.
Get your sweatshirts, panada.org, while you're there. Get a ticket for the show mm-hmm. tomorrow.
$10. Absolutely.
Get them before they're gone.
Yep. Yeah. That's true. Yep. Mm-hmm. Get them before they're mm-hmm. gone. That's a good idea. It's $10 now or $10 tomorrow or whenever. It's always going to be $10 for grownups. If you want to bring your kids, the content of the show is... It's certainly not going to be obscene or explicit. It's kid friendly. It's
thanks to the FCC.
It can't be.
Yeah, we're live on air. So yeah,
there will be no. I can guarantee no swear words will be uttered. It's not. It's certainly not just for kids. There's plenty of entertainment for grown-ups, as you can tell by the band that it is going to be playing. But kids are welcome.
They're a very entertaining bunch,
and they're mm-hmm. free. Kids are free. 12 and under. Bring them up. Bring them down.
Show.
Yeah.
Jackpot. Mm-hmm. When accompanied by an adult, that is.
Good point. Yeah, this is another situation. Don't just drop your kids off at the door and expect us to watch
them. It's $75 per kid if you just want to drop them off.
Yeah, for the babysitting option, there is an expense.
Popcorn for another $75.
Let's see.
So that is included.
Okay, before you guys leave, I have some scripts to give you. We have, not only does this show include music and the musicians, hold on, pull up my little press release here. Musicians include Brendan Kelty, Truck Mills and Carl Ray, Hannah Meehan and Ezra Pitcher, the aforementioned Jatil Lund, the Sandpoint High School Choir, and a very special guest appearance by vocalist Meg Turner.
Banger.
Plus, we've got the house band, Paul Gunter, Justin Landis, Liam McCoy, and Denise Zwang, and Andy Ulrich. We've also got storytelling. Emily Erickson and Zach Hagedone, both of whom you've probably read in the Sandpoint Reader, will be sharing stories of holidays and winters past in North Idaho. And the Lake Pontarea Repertory Theater Company, their improv troupe, is coming in for a couple of skits. I'm going to pass you guys the scripts to those before you leave the studio today. And the Sandpoint Festivus crew, Caleb Keaton and the gang that puts on Festivus every few years, is coming in to share some entertainment with us, too. It's a jam-packed show. It's all going to happen within 2 hours.
Wow. Okay.
7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night.
Is the airing of the
airing of grievances?
Does the airing of grievances have to be on air, or can we do that right after the show?
That's a good idea. Yeah, because of the FCC restrictions.
And maybe those 12 and unders were like, here's some popcorn on the way out. Yep.
That's right. Yeah. And then airing of grievances.
Just to be safe. Because I mean,
quite aggrieved.
Well,
at $10,000 a pop, we need to start selling a lot more tickets.
We may do that. We may not. The only way you'll know is if you come down and see the show at the Panada Theater.
That's a great plan.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
Is this the one for the rest of us, or is it a different Festivus?
This is the one for the rest of us.
I thought there were a few, but I wasn't sure.
For years, we've been on the fringe.
We're here in the KRFY studio in the Tiki Room with members of the house band for the KRFY Holiday Spectacular, plus special guests Derek Colson and Aaron Brannigan. And Jim Healy enters the studio.
He's back.
I've returned from exile.
The grown-ups are back, probably to tell us that the show has gone a little bit sideways. Do you have a good question in summation or anything you can ask us, Jim? Or just
none whatsoever. You all sounded great.
Okay.
On the radio in my office.
Okay, good. Let's see. Is there we only have a couple minutes left in the show. Let's run down events, I guess, one more time before we do. Aaron, Tuesday night, what's going on?
Tuesday night, Idaho Poor Authority. We've got Little Wolf, Lou Hazel, and Alexa Rose for a folk show, listening show, 6 to 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And where's Lou from?
Lou's from upstate New York. Alexa is from West Virginia. And Josh and Justin of Little Wolf are from right here in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Okay. Paul, Dara, the event coming up in December for you?
December 15, Presbyterian Church, 6 o'clock, Festival at Sandpoint Youth Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to mention, we are having our annual meeting on Tuesday, December the 9th. So if anybody wants to come to the festival office, hear what we've been doing this year, all the good stuff we rocked it out, all the great stuff we did this year, come 5 o'clock on Tuesday the 9th. Hang out for an hour. Watch us tell you all the good stuff we're doing. Have a cookie and
then go
check
to the
out
show
office.
At IPA.
Yeah.
And then go see Little Wolf.
Go on over to IPA.
We'll tell you all about our year-round education programs that you can donate to before the end of the year for your own, tax purposes. Mm-hmm. The time is now.
Okay. And then I will say that the big show tomorrow night is probably our biggest public event of the year here for the radio station. It is a fundraiser for this radio station, but more than that, we aim to really deliver on the entertainment value. For just $10, come down and see a list of entertainers who I don't have time to mention right now because it's so long. We're going to jam it all into about 2 hours, plus some fun surprises that we haven't even mentioned yet. So there's lots going on.
And you can tune in on KRFY and hear it.
Yes, it is a live radio show. That's the whole thing. It's all live here on the airwaves. Yeah.
88.5 on my FM dial.
That's right. Or you can stream it online, KRFY.org, or wherever you get your streaming radio.
Fantastic.
It's time now for Bird Note. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY Pontarea.
Bye.